Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
For 23 år siden tok kona til ukens gjest sitt eget liv og etterlot seg mann og fire barn. Ukens gjest på Ingefær, Wim Hof, var i sorg og bestemte seg for å gå deep, som han sier. Siden den gang har Wim Hof ene og alene skapt en internasjonal bevegelse basert på en enkel pusteteknikk og kaldt vann, drevet av hans personlige engasjement og ønske om at vi mennesker skal få det bedre. Wim har verdensrekorder vi ikke trodde var mulig å oppnå, og samarbeider med flere forskningsmiljøer for å få vitenskapelig bevis for hans metode. Og det er første gang Wim Hof blir intervjuet i Norge, noe som gjør meg veldig stolt, og du kommer garantert til å høre mer om han fremover. Wim har da 21 verdensrekorder, blant annet i, og hold deg fast nå, han har svømt under isen i 66 meter, hvor han ble midlertidig blind på grunn av isvannet. Han har løpt halvmaraton nord for polarsirkelen barbeint og ikledd kun shorts. Han har løpt et helt maraton i Namibiørkenen uten å drikke vann. Pluss at han da til vanlig kan sitte i lange perioder i et badekar fullt av isvann mens han leser bok og tilsynelatende slapper av. Wim Hof-metoden består av en spesiell pusteteknikk og å eksponere seg for kaldt vann som kald dusj eller isbad og å gjøre dette jevnlig. Wim mener at dette kan gjøre alles helse bedre, som dere vil høre gjentatte ganger i intervjuet. Han har 280 000 følgere på Instagram, og kursene hans blir raskt fulle verden over. Selv deltok jeg på det første Wim Hof-kurset i Norge i fjor sommer. Vi lærte pusteteknikken før lunsj, og etter lunsj skulle vi sitte i badekar fullt av isbiter. Pusteteknikken var lett å lære seg, og som jeg også snakker om i intervjuet, så gir det en egen ro. Og så var det overraskende enkelt å etterpå sitte i 3,5 minutter i badekaret uten å skjelve. Og siden den gang så har jeg badet i sjøen i vinter ved flere anledninger, og i det siste har jeg avsluttet hver morgendusj med kaldt vann. Wim er ikke den enkleste å intervjue. Han prater på inn- og utpust og hopper hit og dit. Intervjuet ble gjort over Skype, og han satt i solen utenfor sitt feriehus i Spania med familie rundt seg, og det vil du også høre. Jeg håper og tror du liker intervjuet og blir nysgjerrig på metoden. Du kan laste ned en app med all info på. Det er bare å søke opp Wim Hof i App Store. Der kan du også lese flere artikler om den vitenskapelige delen av metoden hans. Og har du spørsmål eller kommentarer, så sender du en mail på sara@saralossus.no, og så finner du meg på saralossus.no, og som saralossus på Face og Instagram. Og så husk den lukkede gruppen Ingefær podcast med Sara Lossus på Facebook, hvor vi blant annet diskuterer ukens tema nærmere. God lytt! Hi Wim, welcome to my show.
Yeah, thank you for being on your show.
I think great. It's... I think
what is your name, your first name?
Sarah.
Sarah, okay.
Yes, Sarah. I mean, I think this is the first Norwegian
I saw
interview.
This I saw this film.
Yeah.
I saw this film. It's called Her Name Was Sarah. You know that film?
No, I don't. I only know there's a...
Terrible ending. Terrible ending.
Okay, but so I'm not going to watch
that's
it.
That's begin. Great.
Is it okay for you if you start with some of your world records?
Oh, yes.
Just to set the tone, what's your most recent one and what's the most spectacular one?
Most recent. Most recent was, I think, to go with 1,000 people barefoot on the ice together.
1,000 people.
Yes, on the ice, like for 1 kilometer.
Huh.
That was my last record. My last record was not, you know, for me personally. I went on barefoot as well. But it was very nice to do that with thousands other people, families, children, women, men, older people, younger people, anybody.
Yeah.
That was really nice. But the most spectacular, if you are on Mount Everest and you lose the way in a whiteout, when you are actually in fear of the unknown and find out that the fear should not be there because you don't feel it. And you find yourself in the middle of nothingness and nowhere, and you feel okay. That makes a record something else than a record. It makes it personal, going deep. And you find out things you never knew of yourself before. That's why that has driven me into all kinds of records. Because every time I found myself, but this was nice. It was not nice directly because of the record, but because I was going past my own limits, going past my understanding, going into an abyss of feeling, pure energy, pure impression. And that makes it very impressive. So many records I did, you know, going and swimming under the ice or hanging by one finger at 1 kilometer in the air or climbing Kilimanjaro in record time, all in shorts, or a full marathon beyond the polar circle or standing in the ice for 2 hours. Many records. And they are all impressive. You know why? Not because of the record, but because you go past your understanding. You give it all. You get it all. And all is more than we think. And that's exactly why I did it. I wanted to go past thinking, worrying, you know, being in the head, like a little bee all the time. Wow, shut up. Go into the depth.
But what do you experience when you... dive under the ice and go blind. You say that you go deep into yourself. What do you experience? What happens?
You find out that we are actually capable of much more than we think.
Mm.
I go with the idea I have to do so many meters under the ice in my shorts. I have to do breath hold so much and go to from A to B, but then it opens up. I lose the way under the water, and I never got to the other hole, only far, far, far more than any record, 50 meters, no, 113 meters. And then finding myself without the, you know, I couldn't see anything anymore, but there. I opened up and I saw a whole lot more within myself, thinking of that is not possible. But while you do it, you don't think, you feel. You are. And then later you think about it again. Then you say, wow, what was that? And that's what we always have. But we are like shut down therefrom. It's a look like a pool. A transparent pool with fish in it and light and salamanders and little plants. And it's all there, very clear water, beautiful, deep. But because there is disturbance on the surface of the water, you cannot see the depth. You see what I mean?
Mm.
This is what I do when I go into the records. I know there is more than we think. And by intuition and instinct, I went into those areas. I came across of them. I found out there is more. And now I brought that all from all the records, from all the challenges in nature. I brought it to laboratory settings, showing that we are able not only to do more than we think, but that it is there and it has the solutions for so many problems we know. And that, and then we come up inflammation, we come up with depression. So mental and physical disorders, they can be tackled if we only learn to go past the profane, the surface, into the depth of our physiology.
And that's,
see
the,
what I mean?
Yes, and that's the Wim Hof method, right?
And that exactly is being a compromise and simplified, endorsed by science, that it works with people. If I instruct people within a couple of days, then also they are able to tap into these deeper physiological realities, and then they are able to fend off a bacteria injected within a quarter of an hour, 100% score everybody. What was considered to be not possible by science now is possible. So yes, that is the WHM. It's a simplified a method coming from nature, simplifying a way to get into areas of the body and mind thought of not possible by humans, and now it is.
I think we could talk about the bacteria after, because I want to, I'm not sure about how many Norwegians know about the Wim Hof method. I attended the first workshop in Norway last summer. And what surprised me there was the diversity of people attending, and also that I was able to sit for 3.5 minutes in a swimming pool full of ice only after a couple of hours of breathing.
Yes.
So could you tell us more about the method, and then I would like us to go into the breathing technique?
Yes.
Yeah?
As you already explained a little, 3.5 minutes in ice water when you never have gone into ice water before, and being at ease, you know, tranquil, after breathing, makes the breathing part very interesting, because what happened before you went into the ice bath is that your chemistry, because of the breathing techniques, became alkaline. Alkaline is positive pH degree in the bloodstream. Then the nervous system is working a whole lot faster and better. So it is able to adapt into an environmental stress situation like ice water, and directly all the mechanisms to maintain core body temperature are in check, in control, and it goes very fast. So imagine ice water as a stress, as a stressor, a stressful impact on the body. Heat is also a stressful impact on the body. Emotion is stressful on the body. Bacteria is stressful on the body. A virus is stressful on the body. All those stresses, we have beautiful mechanisms inside who can deal with the stresses, but we never exercise them. And through the breathing, you become in control of the chemistry, which makes you not only able to go into ice water afterwards, but also into heat, also into emotional stress, also into daily stress, into the virus and defend it off, into the bacteria. It's all the same. It's how to activate the body and the mind through the mind to become the most effective against whatever is coming to you and you want and you need to deal with that. That is nature. So that is the way nature meant it to be.
So the breathing actually makes us more robust for all the stressors in our life.
Yes, absolutely.
But
yes.
How could you show us or tell us more about the breathing technique itself? How does it work? I know it, but I'm not sure that all my listeners know it.
Yeah, we have a free app for that on our website.
Mm-hmm.
There you see step by step how it all goes. And let me tell you, these breathing techniques are different from any other breathing technique because they show how to go very fast in the depth, very deep into the physiology on the level of the cell. And it is very simple, but we have to understand that these breathing techniques have to be followed simply to become very effective. And I can show you, it is being in a relaxed environment. That means in a sofa, on a sofa, on empty stomach, on a sofa or in bed, or sitting, but very at ease. Not in a car, because you really go deep and you can lose a little bit the consciousness, because this is breathing techniques that, which are go very deep. It goes past your perception, your understanding, your control. So people need to be warned to do these breathing techniques in bed, in the sofa, or sitting on the bench, very tranquil and relaxed. That's to begin with. You can find all the conditions on the website, because these breathing techniques, if they are performed well, they work as a real effective natural medicine. Not only for medicine, as medicine, but also to enhance your performance. And feeling is understanding, so let's begin. So I'm relaxed here. Here I am, relaxed. And the purpose of being relaxed is that the tissue opens up and is able to receive oxygen more. And carbon dioxide goes out, CO2 goes out. And there I go again. Thirty times. Pulling in, letting go. Pulling in, letting go. Pulling in, letting go. So this is 7. 23 more. So go on. You become lightheaded. Loosen the body, tingling you can feel. It's because the carbon dioxide goes out. Oxygen more comes in and, wow, what's happening? Yeah, we are going very deep into the body. And after 30 times, you take the last one and it goes. Fully in. Letting go. At the end of the exhalation, stop. No breathing. No breathing is needed. And if this is the first round, you will be easily able to sit for 1 minute without air in the lungs. Everybody. Young, old, sick or not. Everybody. Because this is nature of ours. And this is our ability to stop breathing, to stop and change the chemistry inside. So, there is no force involved. After a minute, you still see no air in the lungs, and I'm not breathing, and there is no force. When you feel you want to breathe, it's okay. You take him fully in. Hold. 10 to 15 seconds. Then let go. That is round number 1. And so you do 3-4 rounds. And you will be easily going without air in the lungs. Everybody, past 2 minutes. Without air in the lungs. Imagine. Of course the chemistry is changing in the body. Of course it affects the brains. We are doing the neurological studies right now. They found out we are able to open up different areas of the brain involving the brain stem, the deepest part of the brain, and activate, bring more blood flow, change the chemistry, activate the endocannabinoid system, the brain stem. And with the endocannabinoid system, we can activate endorphins, dopamines, cannabinoids, opiates. Mm. So when depression comes and we do this breathing, we open up the endocannabinoids and the depression has no, is gone. How simple it can be. So do this on empty stomach, on a sofa or a bed, or tranquil like me, sitting, relax, do 3-4 rounds, and you will change your chemistry.
How often?
Becoming in the blood, very alkaline.
But how often do I have to do it to feel better? Like, do I have to do it every day
Once
or every
morning.
Other day? Or
in the morning, before breakfast.
Yeah.
To change the chemistry for the rest of the day. The if you change the chemistry, becoming more alkaline, we just did a study with the university, and it shows that the blood still is alkaline after 5 hours. Mm. So if you do it before breakfast, before you eat, then the blood is still alkaline 5 hours later. And when you are alkaline, instead of acidic, in the pH degree, then your nervous system works much better. So you have much more performance, much more outcome, much more result, and less stress. Because stress, in the end, is a biological stress on the cell. But by changing the blood and becoming alkaline, you take away the stress in the cell.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As simple as it is. And that has many consequences.
I felt when I did it, it was what surprised me was the silence in my head when I was holding my breath for a couple of minutes.
Yes.
And that was maybe one of the best feelings ever, because there's
Amazing.
Always sound in my head, noise from my own thoughts or my heartbeat or the need to breathe or whatever, but it's total calm silence. It's
Yes.
really nice.
It is, you know, for activation of the parasympathetic nervous system acting, nervous system activity. And so also in the brain, normally you need a lot of oxygen. Now, we have prepared the body to be able to be without oxygen with the chemistry right. Then suddenly, the other side of the nervous system, that's what gives deep tranquility, is being activated, is able to show up, to express itself. And that is what is happening after the exit, preparing the body with a deep breathing, then one deep in, letting go, stop after exhalation for minutes, then the parasympathetic nervous system, the peace inside the head and the body is opening up. And that's amazing.
You also mentioned the tinkling in the fingers.
Yes.
And I really love the feeling of tinkling. It's really nice. But what's the reason why I feel it?
You change the chemistry in the blood.
Yeah.
And that affects the nervous system. And then it gives this tingling. It's nice.
Yeah, it is. I was wondering also, I have two daughters, aged 3 and 5.
I got also two daughters.
Daughters are nice to have, I think. But how could I do breathing techniques with them when they're so young? Or how would you recommend?
What would a little you recommend? Bit. I had a 4-year-old kid, a girl, who had rheumatoid arthritis. 4 years old. And she was able to do 1 minute, 1.5 minutes after a good and peaceful, nice instruction.
Mm.
And so, without force, it all is without force. If they go into it, then you see, they also are able to change by conscious breathing. If you do it like this, first you attract their attention. And then you say, let's do this. They mimic you.
Mm.
And then after 20 or 30 times, you do a half a minute or something. You do like 20 times, 30 times. And they mimic you and you see it. Then you know they are changing their chemistry in the blood. Then they are able to do, okay, now we go, let it go and stop. No breathing anymore. And you see, they are remarkably able to do the same as you, as us. But no force. Make it playful. And they have the same benefits. The benefit is that your body becomes alkaline. All the acid goes out.
Why is that? Why is that good for us to have more alkaline bloods?
Because of stress of society and the processed food makes our blood the wrong chemistry, and then it gets off the wrong pH degree, and so with this breathing technique, you make it right again.
And positive, yes. Is that good for our immune system, for example?
For any system, it is great.
Yeah.
All the systems actually work through our... We learn to activate all the systems in this way. And then by feeling, you will know when you get a flu or fever or this or that, you know that the breathing is able to reset all the systems to get the balance again. When, for example, deregulation of the immune system is at hand, that means you get flu or inflammation or anything like that, then you will be able to intervene consciously. If I do the breathing, and children feel it, that they just do it. They reset the immune system to a deep level, consciously, by using the breathing technique. They know it's not by understanding directly, but by feeling. Because disease is also a feeling. Don't feel so good. Then they do, I want to get back. And if they not directly come back, they do. They will automatically go deeper in their breathing and stop the breathing to ignite, activate the adrenal axis. And once you learn to consciously activate the adrenal axis through this breathing technique, then you reset all the systems. Then balance is the result.
Could you tell us about the E. coli experiment? Because now I guess people have more understanding of the breathing technique. And
yes.
Yes.
So I explained all the people, the test subjects, how to do the breathing and that they had to do it while after injection of a E. coli bacteria. inside the bloodstream, which normally causes fever, headaches, uncontrolled shivering, all over agony. Not nice. But I instructed these test subjects now with the breathing techniques. So they began to do the breathing techniques. They got the injection with the E. coli bacteria and had no fever, no headaches, no uncontrolled shivering, no all-over agony. They had control. They were controlling the immune system, making it better, working better against the bacteria coming in. And then they looked into the blood of all of them, and they saw that they were suppressing inflammatory markers in the blood. Effectively, all of them, 100% score. So it only showed that people, through these breathing techniques, are able to influence into the immune system, activate it, and bring down inflammation effectively. That needs to be understood well. It's a universal way for everybody, no exceptions, to bring down inflammatory markers causing inflammation. Inflammation is the cause of disease. And everybody has the ability, through breathing techniques, to bring down inflammation, the inflammatory markers called cytokines. And they most are responsible for almost any disease. So we have the natural capacity to battle that. And that's what they have shown. That's a study which we did 5 years ago. We got in the best of papers with that, medical papers of the world. Also, we changed the books in the universities. And now we reproduced it the same again, and it showed the same results. So it is fact. It is not a speculation. It's not a philosophy. It is factual. It's real. And you better begin to learn and to read up on the studies of these breathing techniques, because they're going to help you whenever you become sick to bring down the inflammatory markers. And for that, it is a great, great tool.
And it's so easy and for free as well. Everybody can do it.
Exactly. It is for free, it is accessible, and it is effective. And there it is. We got a free app. Just get into it, and you get a great tool to battle inflammation. You know, inflammation also causes depression, mental disorders. So you are able to battle that too. We are into the studies, scientific studies in America on the brain, and it shows that we are suddenly able to tap into different areas of the brain because we change the chemistry, and suddenly we are able to connect very deep and to change what the cause of depression. How about that? That's amazing. So because depression is becoming bigger and bigger all over the world, all the Western countries, but also the other countries. So this is nature talking. This is a natural techniques, and the natural techniques, I got it from there. You see that?
Yes.
You see the mountains?
The snow? Nature.
And climbing and going into nature and challenging my body and my mind in nature. That is where the techniques come from. And they are simplified now, and they are made into the method, and the method you can find out through the app for free, and it's all there. Simple.
You also talk about the so when I'm running, for example, so if I do the breathing technique every morning and then go for a run in the afternoon, I would probably be able to run farther away, or
yes,
yeah.
The neuromuscular chemistry, it should be alkaline, not acidic. When it becomes acidic, then you cannot run. Mm. You cannot perform. But if you go and do the breathing before, then deeply into the muscular tissue, you are making the tissue alkaline. And alkalinity is the condition for the neurotransmitters, acetylcholine, to go on because it is alkaline and not acidic. When you become acidic, you become heavy. The chemistry is wrong. So we are able to influence into the neuromuscular chemistry through the breathing. So better do the breathing. And another thing is, if you go running, while you are running, then breathe more than you feel you need. Because what you feel you need is not necessarily the right condition for your neuromuscular activity to be able to perform. Because it needs oxygen. It needs oxygen and the acid going out of it, becoming alkaline. Simple.
But if that's the reason why also it was really simple to do push-ups while holding my breath?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you get direct evidence by doing push-ups without air in the lungs after 30 deep breaths. It will also will be shown in the app how to do that.
Mm. I think I did 12 with no problems, and it was easy.
Amazing. Very good. Very good, Sarah. Very well.
Thank you. I had to show off.
Yeah, good.
Let's talk about the cold exposure, because you're known for many as the Iceman. So we need to talk about the cold exposure, as that's one of the three parts of the Wim Hof methods.
Yes.
So the combination between the cold exposure and the breathing technique is that you recommend breathing first to go into the mental state and then go cold exposure, or
is yes, that, yeah, yes, yeah. Keep it simple. What? Stomach. Oh, my son is. He thinks he knows things better sometimes. Yeah, no, he didn't say that, but he keeps on intervening anyway. We already talked about this, what he is telling, on empty stomach breathing. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you breathe before, then your body becomes alkaline in the bloodstream, which is a right condition to adapt very fast to cold environment, to stressful impact on the body. So that's why we do the breathing. And the breathing brings about also a deepening of the mind, of the brain activity, into the adrenal axis. Because the breathing techniques, they make you stop breathing, which activates a deep mechanism in the brain, the adrenal axis. And when that becomes activated, then you are in the right condition to confront yourself with environmental stress. We are built to be able to do that. But because we always live in and we see the cold as something, a hostile force, and we made everything against the cold coming in, and we wear always clothes, that's why we never exercise the adrenal axis, which is able to confront environmental stress. We never exercise that. So we don't know that anymore. Through the breathing, you will be able to learn to control the adrenal axis, to activate it, and then you have the right condition to go into the ice water. And the ice water is such a great teacher, such a great therapist within us. It activates all the millions of primitive muscles in the vascular system. And the vascular system in us, everybody has 125,000 blood vessels, very little capillaries, arteries, and veins. And they have millions of little muscles, and they are very optimized. So the cold, to expose the cold, is like a vascular fitness. Not only the muscles out there, also the muscle, millions of little muscles inside. When that happens, If you learn to exercise into the cold, you optimize all the millions of little muscles. Therefore, the blood flow will go a lot better through the body. And the heart will stop to beat, 20 to 30 times less every minute of the day. That means a whole lot less stress. And another one is that the blood flow becomes so good, it will feed all the cells a lot better with all the minerals, nutrients, oxygen, and the right chemistry. So that's why we go into the cold, and that's why we prepare through the right breathing how to go into the cold and how to optimize all the physiology inside. And we do this consciously, because the breathing you do consciously. You learn to connect the consciousness with the deeper part of the brain. And they are controlling the hormonal system, which goes everywhere in the body. How simple it is, and how effective, and how deep it goes. Now we found this natural key, and here it is.
But how do I have to go swim in the ocean every day, or can I just have cold showers? And what
cold
do you recommend?
Cold shower a day keeps the doctor away.
Okay, so it's that easy.
Yes. And
awesome.
Once you become accustomed, habituated to, hey ciao, Jorge, sí, no, luego nos vemos. Estamos aquí en España. We are here in Spain, so I say goodbye to Jorge. Yes, cool. A cold shower. If you go into a regular basis in cold showers, then you will also be able to go in natural waters.
Mm. That's it. Do you take a cold shower every day, I guess? Of course you do.
I always take a cold shower if I have a cold shower. I actually didn't take a cold shower today, but it doesn't matter. I can go anytime. Yes, a cold shower really is a joy and a jam.
You feel
the cold is a noble force.
But you also mentioned in your papers about the method the difference between white and brown fat tissue.
Yes.
And you have a brown fat tissue as babies have, because you are exposed to the cold quite a bit.
Actually, this is the new. After last 10 years, they talk about brown fat, adipose, brown fat. But I tell you, we found a new mechanism, and it is new. We just found it in the new brain studies, in the fMRI. And they saw me activating a lot of heat in the body, just by my mind, by activating intercostal activity, intercostal muscle activity. So the muscles in between the ribs, just by thinking, activating hormones, and they make activation, a lot of activity in the intercostal area. We also can talk about the brown fat adipose, which is a mitochondrial activity, and it creates, it makes white fat into oxidation, which makes it brown in color, and it is for energy. It's also there, but it is more, I tell you, it's more than brown fat, but it's all new science. It is intercostal muscular activity. And they saw it in a scientific experiment, which I just did. And they published a paper in NeuroImage just now. The study is called Brain Over Body. If you look it up, then you see me doing this, activating by the mind the intercostal muscle activity by my mind, activating the hormones, and the hormones are activating without doing anything, the intercostal muscle activity. And that is maybe difficult to understand because it's all new science. Now, if you talk only about brown fat, yes, little babies have brown fat because they cannot move. And when they become too cold, the brown fat is there to activate energy. But we, as adults, we are able to move. And we are able to think consciously. So nature equipped us with a different mechanism altogether. I got brown fat, yes. But that is not where I get my energy off when I go for 2 hours in the ice. It is when I use my mind and my breathing the right way, then I will activate more energy in the body through the activation of the intercostal muscle activation area, which is producing a lot of energy here, which then is distributed by the lungs in the blood, because the blood goes through the lungs and it's warming up the body. I showed this in a scientific experiment just now, and it has recently been published. And this is all new science. But that's because, yeah, they never did experiments so deep with humans. So they don't know about this. But now it is becoming scientific evidence-based.
And it's not only, as you are...
I can teach anybody.
Yeah, that's also that. A question.
Yes.
But when you, for example, when you are in an ice bath, you can sit and read books for a couple of hours. Do you
yes.
feel the cold, or do you neglect that you feel cold? Or how do you experience
the cold? I actually have to feel the cold.
Okay.
As a reference. So I know it's going to be cold, but then before I go into the cold, I program myself with my mind. That's what I've learned through going so many times in the cold. I know what I'm up to before I go into the cold. So with my mind, I set my body on cell level. And then the cell begins to become different. They are doing the studies right now in San Francisco with us, because they see this works on the DNA. This works just by the mind, which I learned in nature. I brought it now to laboratory. And now they see when you set your mind, it influences on the cell. It influences into the DNA. Then the cell suddenly becomes much stronger. You are activating the protective proteins around the cell. And then suddenly no damage is possible because the cell becomes much more resistant. And we lost that ability because who is going into the cold? Who is going into the extremes? Nobody. And what happens when you don't exercise your body to more extreme environment, then it becomes weaker. And it becomes invisible what is being activated. So I learned to activate deeper physiology. And now they are studying in San Francisco this phenomena on the DNA with the best of researchers of the world on the DNA. They say this is a natural key and we never have seen this before. And we are going to do a big study now with 150 women. And 50 women will do your method. 50 women will do high intensity training. And 50 women will just be there with the same physiology, but not doing too much. And they will be studied and taking blood 7 times every person. So 7 times, like 1,000, 50 times taking blood while doing this study. And then they were into the microscope looking how it works on the DNA, how it works on the effects of what is normally damaging through chronic stress on the DNA, on the cell. And now, because of this method, they suspect the protective proteins to go around cell, and thus there is no damage anymore. Because the environmental stress, the chronic stress, daily stress, all affects the DNA negatively. And thus, when it affects the DNA with stress, the telomere, which is responsible for the length, longitude, the length of the life, the cell division, telomeres, the condition therefrom, if it is not protected through the protective proteins, then the stress gets in and it changes the chemistry and it affects the DNA. And that affects the cell division mechanism called the telomeres. And they become smaller and you live shorter.
That's the telomere effect, the book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So what I'm saying is, I go very deep into the studies, of course, now. What I'm saying is, through doing this method, you will be able to activate the body up till cell level to become the most effective to fend off stress in whatever shape it comes.
I have to admit that I haven't done the breathing technique for a while, and these days I'm pretty stressed out. So good for me that I'm talking with you today, because I can do the breathing technique from tomorrow morning and de-stress my life.
Yes, exactly. In the end, stress becomes biological stress, biochemical stress. And this is the way to tackle it. So when you know it is biochemical stress in the end, and now you know how to change the biochemical stress, just do it.
Don't think about it. I have no excuse, actually.
Just do it. Yes.
I'm just curious, before we say goodbye and I'll let you go to the beauty of Spain and your family,
How did you come up with
this method, and why is it now you're building a worldwide organization? So the story from your findings to building.
Yes.
A
couple of things.
Yeah.
You know, the one is, there is more than meets the eye. That is, there. I think if I look at the world with depression and disease and poverty and all, I think I got to do something. That's one thing. Another thing is, I suffered in my life the suicide of my wife 23 years ago. And I was depressed and in much of grief, and they still had to take care of four children. So I had to do something, and I went in very consciously into the depth of my physiology and my brain, in my mind. And I found, through going into nature, the true capacity of my inner nature. And now, as I found this, I'm going to go, because my wife, she had a suicide because of mental disorders. She was beautiful and everything, and the mother of my children, she loved them. And then life is not there, because it's terror in the mind. And then the whole society did not know how to take it on. They just give her pills and medicines, and she died because she was not healing. And suicide. So now I'm into almost there, not only for myself, but also for the rest of the world, to take out, to tackle effectively the terror of the mind. And I will go on until it is all over the planet, as a non-dogmatic choice for everybody to take on. If you do this, you are able to take out the biochemical stress, which in the end also not only causes disease, but also depression, bipolar, trauma, fear, anything. We are in control And we have all the tools. We have not been schooled in the school how to use them. But I tell you, I found out in nature, I found the tools to go back to the innate, the inborn capacity to be in control of our happiness, strength, and life. And this is what I want to transmit. It's there. And because people say, yeah, this is utopia. Ah, this is just your philosophy. That's why I go through science. And through millions of data, I prove that we have the capacity to become happy, strong, and healthy, in control. Guaranteed.
Ja, det var en brå slutt på denne episoden. Linjen ble brutt, og da var min audiens tydeligvis over. Hvis du vil høre mer av Wim, så kan du høre intervjuer med han på flere av verdens største podcaster, som Tim Ferriss sin, og Vice har også laget en dokumentar om ham som morsom å se. Inntil vi høres neste gang, så får du vel ta deg en iskaldusj da. Ha det!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.